Hello everyone, I'm your host, Richie Stolte, and today we'll be talking about the blue-balled eighth planet from the Sun, that is Neptune. Today we have two scientists, Professor Seeley and Johnson, here to discuss whether or not humans can live on the gas giant known as Neptune.
Thank you, Richie. Well, Neptune is a very interesting planet. Its distance from the Orange Ball of Fire is roughly 4,495 billion kilometers away from the Sun. In August of 2016, it was determined it would take a total of 243 light minutes to reach Neptune from Earth.
Neptune is a very strange planet. Its discovery has always been a controversy. Its gravity is almost Earth-like, though it may be the smallest gas giant. It has the strongest winds in the solar system. The cloud-like cover is on the surface of the planet. It has a thick, slushy fluid mix of water, ammonia, and methane ices on the surface of the planet.
Thanks. Well, what else do you have about Neptune, like orbit velocity and how it feels for people like you and me? Well, what do you got then?
Well, the orbit velocity is at a rate of 5.43 kilometers per second. Earth's velocity rate is 7.8 kilometers per second, meaning that Neptune's orbit takes a bit longer to finish. If we lived on Neptune, days would feel longer, and due to the solar rotation speed, it would take 163 Earth years for Neptune to make a single revolution around the Sun. Seasons still exist in Neptune. They will just take 40 years or so to complete.
One season. Alright. Okay, I would like if you speak more human language instead of smart talk, but okay, continue.
Well then, the rotation period of Neptune compared to Earth's is exactly 367.49 days, which is over about a year on Earth. The revolution period on Neptune compared to Earth is 165 years. Just like how Earth has the four main seasons, Neptune also has the same seasons, though they last a bit longer than normal. Do you understand what that means, don't you, Richie?
Alright, then you both said the same thing. What if you aren't right?
Well, it isn't Charlie. I have a PhD and a degree in astronomy.
Okay, then let's continue with this. So, what's Neptune's specific gravity, and how does it compare to Earth's specific gravity of 31,041 feet second squared?
The specific gravity? Well, Neptune's gravity is about 11.15 miles squared, which is much heavier than Earth's gravity of 9.981 miles squared. The surface gravity on Neptune is about 110% of the surface gravity on Earth. So if you weigh 100 pounds on Earth, you would weigh 110 pounds on Neptune. This means that objects can still be pulled down by the gravity of Neptune. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. So are we done now? It's like 4:20 in the morning.
No. Since you're just talking about the gravity, let's start with the moons. Neptune has 14 individual moons. Titan, Nereid, Proteus, Despina, Thalassa, Galia, Hippocamp, Halimede, Lamedia, Smamith, Niso, Naiad, Sao, and Larissa. There isn't a lot of surface area on some of these moons. The closest moon we have to support life is Titan.
That's right, Charlie. Let's talk about the impact events of Neptune and the moons. The most recent event is a comet crashing into Neptune about 200 years ago. So far, nothing new has impacted the gas giant. This impact wasn't too big either, creating a rather small crater on the surface.
Well, that concludes the session on Neptune. It's not a very good plan for life, but we can look into the moon Titan for life.
Is that really all? Alright, well, that's all, folks. Tune in never for the best facts about Uranus.
Oh, it's Neptune.
Next week is Uranus. This week's is Neptune. We're going to do all the planets in order.
I wasn't informed on this.
Okay, you two, stop acting like stupid.